Today's passage is 2 Peter 2, 10 to 22. Bold and willful, they do not tremble as they blaspheme the glorious ones. Whereas angels, though greater in might and power, do not pronounce a blasphemous judgment against them before the Lord. But these, like irrational animals, creatures of instinct, born to be caught and destroyed, blaspheming about matters of which they are ignorant, will also be destroyed in their destruction, suffering wrong as the wage for their wrongdoing. They count it pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions while they feast with you. They have eyes full of adultery, insatiable for sin. They entice unsteady souls. They have hearts trained in greed, accursed children. Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. They have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved gain for wrongdoing, but was rebuked for his own transgression. A speechless donkey spoke with human voice and restrained the prophet's madness. These are waterless springs and mists driven by a storm. For them, the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved. For, speaking loud boasts of folly, they entice by sensual passions of the flesh those who are barely escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness, than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. What the true proverb says has happened to them. The dog returns to its own vomit, and the sow, after washing herself, returns to wallow in the mire. Hello everybody, this is Kevin. I'll be going through the devotions on the rest of 2 Peter with you this week. Today's passage is a bit of a longer one. Peter provides many images of this group of people, even in the first few verses of this passage, where he compares this group to irrational animals, creatures of instinct. He calls them blots and blemishes, and many other comparison to many other images throughout the rest of this passage. Who is this group? Well, we have to go back to the beginning of 2 Peter 2 to find that he's talking about the false prophets and false teachers that arose among the people. That's why Peter is so harsh on them. The false prophets and teachers are blaspheming the glorious ones. They are attacking the true people of God, and they don't hesitate in doing so. Just to highlight a few characteristics of these false teachers, out of the many that Peter lists here. First, as already mentioned, they are influencing people away from God. They are not just false people, but they're false prophets and teachers. Remember, true prophets and teachers lead people towards Jesus. They influence them towards Jesus. But on the other hand, false prophets and teachers do the opposite. In addition to blaspheming, talking profanely to Christians, from verse 14, they entice unsteady souls. And from verse 18, speaking loud boasts of folly, they entice by sensual passions of the flesh those who are barely escaping from those who live in error. A second characteristic to point out is that these false teachers and prophets are trapped in their sin. They have eyes full of adultery, insatiable for sin. And from verse 19, they promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved. We sense that Peter is pastorally warning the church that, hey, these are people you don't want to follow. Yeah, they promise a lot of things, but look at how they are stuck in the ways of their living. They're stuck in their ways that they'll never truly be satisfied in. They're slaves to their own passions. Another image that he brings up is a waterless spring, something that looks like it should give life, but is actually dry and dead. And the last characteristic of these people that I would point out is that in the end, they will reap what they sow. Because a life apart from Jesus yields a life void from his goodness. Throughout the passage, Peter writes that they will be destroyed, and for them, the gloom of darkness is reserved. And they are like Balaam, who was rebuked by a donkey even, since he was so wrong in his ways. It's really sad to think that it sounds like at least some of them were at one point a part of the church, but then they chose to forsake the truth and to wander from it. Let's reflect on how to live in light of this passage. One application is to simply be on guard for false prophets and false teachers. We do not have to be afraid of them or intentionally try to find them and call them out, but we have to know that on earth, the reality is that there will be people who say things that sound promising and like the gospel, but actually are not teaching the gospel. The enemy wants us to be led astray by them, so we need to be on guard to test the words that we hear against the word of God before accepting them. And similarly, another takeaway is to be rooted in God. What's common to the false teachers and to us is that we will be tempted. There will be passions of the flesh that present opportunities to us to either give in to those passions or to turn to God. The false prophets and teachers were enslaved to those passions, to greed, sensuality, and so on. They just gave in to them. However, as believers of God, we are given the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, of love, of power, and self-control, so that we can overcome all of these temptations. God has given us the gift of prayer, too, so that we can surrender these temptations to Him. We can name specifically what we're struggling with to Him, and we can be encouraged by His Spirit. Likewise, He has given us brothers and sisters, too, to help each other stay rooted in the truth. Let's pray that we remain steadfast in God today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage, and thank you for this reminder that, Lord, that there are people who are teaching false things, and Lord, help us to not be caught with our guards down, but Lord, help us to be watchful and alert. And Lord, I pray that each of us would stay rooted to you, that as the temptations come to us each day, Lord, that we would constantly surrender them to you, and Lord, that you would empower us to live holy lives for you, lives that are pleasing to you and dependent on you, and therefore full of joy from you. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name we pray.